I'm a volunteer at Malcolm Sargent House following my son's battle against cancer and the support we received from Click Sargent.
Excellent. So first of all, just tell me about your son's diagnosis, if that's all right, and how Click Sargent helped you.
He was diagnosed in 2004. He was 11 months old. He had bilateral Wilms tumour, which is cancer in both kidneys. We received tremendous support from Click Sargent in many ways. We received a financial grant, support from the social worker in the hospital. At the end of Frosty's treatment, which was 16 months, he had two tumours removed and 1.5 kidneys. He survives with just half a kidney now. But at the end of his treatment, we had a holiday at Malcolm Sargent House, and it was there that I thought, this is what I need to do fundraising for. It's a godsend for families. While Ross was ill, we couldn't work and we still had bills to pay. So we had to take out a loan for £20,000 to help pay the bills. So getting a holiday at Malcolm Sargent House was vital for us. My daughter was passed from pillar to post for almost a year while Ross was in hospital. So it was important for her to feel like part of the family again. So it's not just about the child who's got cancer, or the parents. It's important for the siblings as well.
So what was your reaction to the news that it could close?
I actually got a phone call from a reporter. I didn't hear from Click Sargent, which I was really disappointed in. There was a meeting called for the volunteers at Malcolm Sargent House, which I wasn't invited to. Click Sargent are disappointed in this as well. But I was absolutely gobsmacked and speechless when I was told this was the proposal. It's just such a godsend to the families. I don't think Click Sargent realise how vital this part of their service is. Well, every part of their service is important to the families. But until they've actually been there and seen what Malcolm Sargent do, there's no other place like it. Yes, there's other charities that have offer holidays to families, but there's no other holiday home where families can go and be with other families in the same situation as themselves. The bereavement weeks for families that have lost a child, they do weekends for young people with cancer. They can go on their own without their parents. So it's just the young people on their own, mixing with other young people in the same boat. You can't get that anywhere else. There's actually children's ashes buried in Malcolm Sargent grounds. Now, what are Click Sargent going to do? Have they thought about that? Are they just going to sell it on and they're going to build luxury flats or whatever? And these poor wee souls are forgotten about? I don't think they've really thought all that through.
So you've started your fight to save it. The petition has, I think, in about 5 hours, got about 1,200 signatures.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. Yeah, the support from the public, not just the volunteers, the families of volunteers, people who have been affected by childhood cancer, but the local community and widespread, has been absolutely fantastic.
In such a short space of time as
yes,
well.
Yes, yeah.
Because literally I think the news broke and it's just gone colossal.
It
almost
has, yeah.
So what's next? Obviously you've started the petition. What are you guys hoping to do in an effort to save the house?
I've got a meeting tonight with some volunteers and we are going to be discussing a peaceful protest through Prestwick next week. Obviously we have to contact police and make sure everything's okay with that. Basically all we want is Click Sargent to rethink. There must be other ways that they can look at to save money. I mean, I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but directors, CEOs, high wages, it's not needed. It really isn't. I know the staff at Malcolm Sargent House are not in high wages. the fundraisers, there's two fundraisers at Malcolm Sargent House, and the rest of us are volunteers. There's, I'd say, about 50 volunteers at Malcolm Sargent House doing various bits of work. And none of the staff are in well-paid jobs, but they work their butts off because they see the good that's coming out of that house. They see the families, they see how much they enjoy it.
It seems to have almost kind of come out of the blue a little bit. Is that how you feel?
I do, yes. I don't know how long Click Sargent have been looking at this or planning it, but I just got a phone call a couple of days ago from the Ayrshire Post asking what I thought of it, and I knew nothing about it. And I was making phone calls. I couldn't get MD on the phone, and I actually went down to Malcolm Sargent House and I was just told this meeting's going on. So nobody had told us